Why not be utterly changed into fire from sayings of the desert fathers? Abbot Lot came to Abbot Joseph and said, "Father, to the limit of my ability, I keep my little rule, my little fast, my prayer, meditation, and contemplative silence. And to the limit of my ability, I work to cleanse my heart of thoughts. What more should I do?" The elder rose up in reply and stretched out his hands to heaven, and his fingers became like 10 lamps of fire. He said, "Why not be utterly changed into fire?" This is day 2 of recording hell for me. Usually I do this in one single take, but this morning I've been interrupted by fighting cats, which I've had to herd, helicopters passing overhead, alarms going off on my phone, and I'm just like so friggin' over it. So please bear with me if I seem a little blasé and frustrated with this. I want to get back to that image of this elder reaching his hands up to the sky and his fingers being set on fire, and him looking at the younger monk in 5th century CE Egypt and being like, "Why not be utterly changed into fire? What does that even mean?" And it immediately reminded me of the spoken word intro from the 2005 single "Your Ex-Lover is Dead" by the Canadian band Stars. And the spoken word intro is short, and it's done in this Orson Welles type voice. And he says, "When there's nothing else to burn, or when there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire." And that's really what the story reminded me of. This younger monk keeping his little rule, his little fast, his prayer, his meditation, silence and contemplation, and he's still not getting results. And sometimes what we think will get us there isn't what's actually going to get us there. Sometimes we actually need to be the ones to set ourselves on fire to change. And there's also a danger in that too, right? Like sometimes we set ourselves too much on fire and we end up in burnout of some kind, whether that's professional burnout or caregiver burnout or neurodivergent burnout, or heaven forbid, a combination of those or all of those. If you're experiencing burnout, please know my heart goes out to you. I've been there. It's a bitch to get out of. And if you ever need someone to listen to you, I'm always here to listen to you. I really do mean that. But back to that image of being set on fire. Sometimes the day-to-day just isn't enough, and we need to have the courage to transmute our flesh into flame, to really become that power source of energy to bring about the change we want. So when there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire. Seeing those lyrics from like a really formative time in my life, reflecting in these like 5th or 6th century Egyptian Coptic Christian teachings just blows my little mind out of the water. And, you know, it's haunted me for 19 years. I've been trying to figure out what those words mean for 19 years. And I'm curious to know if there's any words like that for you. So let me know what lyrics haunt you, what lyrics set you on fire. All right, that's enough for me today. Got to keep this to under 5 minutes. Sunscreen, SPF, at least 25 or higher. Hydrate, try for 3 liters of water a day. Be kind to yourselves. Be good to each other. Thank you as always for listening. I love you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.